Welcome to Unpacking iOS. My name is Jonathan Wiley, and this week's episode is all about taking screenshots. It's a simple thing to do, but it's also something that is packed full of hidden features. So, let's start unpacking. So, why take screenshots? Well, screenshots are useful for all kinds of things. If you want to share a snapshot of your favorite app, take a screenshot. If you get a new high score that you need to brag about, take a screenshot. If you want to make a step-by-step tutorial, take a whole bunch of screenshots. The list of reasons goes on, and it really only serves to prove how useful it is to know how to take a screenshot on an iPhone or an iPad. So, without further delay, here's what you need to know in order to do it right. Taking a screenshot is easier than you might think, but it varies depending on what device you have. If you're using an iOS device without a home button, and that's like the iPhone X, the XS, the XR, or one of those nice new iPad Pros from 2018 or later, then all you have to do is simultaneously press and then release the power button and the volume up button. So it's the power button and the volume up button. If you're using an iOS device that does have a home button, then you're going to press the home button and the power button. You don't want to hold those buttons on for too long because your device will shut down and restart. So make sure you only hold them long enough to take your screenshot. It's literally just a quick press, then release. The screenshot will appear as a thumbnail in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen, and it will hover there for maybe 5 seconds or so. The screenshot will also be automatically saved to the Photos app, where you can view it in your camera roll or in an album called Screenshots. When you capture your screenshot and you see that thumbnail in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen, you can tap on it to open the annotation editor. This is a feature that lets you crop and mark up your iPhone or iPad screenshot with a number of different annotation tools. So here's a selection of the ones that you get at your disposal. Drawing tools. You get a pen, a highlighter, and a pencil, and they can be used to add ink annotations on a screenshot. They can be customized by tapping on them to change the transparency or the stroke width. There's an eraser, which is used for removing annotations that you create with those drawing tools, with the pen, the highlighter, or the pencil. When you use the eraser, it removes the entire annotation in one go. It's not removing a little bit of it like a physical eraser would do. It just removes the entire annotation. There's a lasso tool. You can use the lasso to draw around any annotation in order to select it. Once it's selected, you can move that annotation to a different part of the screen. There's a text tool. So you can add text to your screenshot by tapping the plus sign in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen and selecting text from the menu. Double tap on the text box that appears to edit it and add your own text. And tap the double A icon in the bottom right-hand corner to adjust the font, the font size, and the alignment of the text. You can even add your signature. Just tap the plus sign in the bottom right-hand corner again and select signature. This will prompt you to sign your name on the screen, and that records a signature that is stored on your device. All you do is tap done to insert it. Your signature is now saved and can be used in any additional screenshots just by going to the same menu. There is a magnifier tool. This lets you make small details stand out by adding an on-screen loop to focus the attention of the viewer. Again, it's tapping that plus sign in the bottom right-hand corner of your screen and selecting magnifier to add your loop. There are two dots on the magnifier. The green dot can be used to increase the magnification of what appears inside the loop, and the blue dot is used to increase the size of the magnified area, so it makes the circle a lot bigger. You can change the thickness of the loop's border by tapping the square and the circle icon in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. You can also add shapes. Shapes like rectangles and squares speech bubbles and arrows can all be added by tapping the plus sign in the bottom right hand corner and selecting a shape tool. Each shape can be resized by dragging the blue dots and customized by tapping the square and the circle icon again to change things like stroke width. Last but not least, there is the color tool. You can choose a color for any of the drawing tools by selecting the pen or the highlighter and then tapping the color circle. Tapping on the rainbow circle will give you additional color options to choose from. You can also choose colors for text, signatures, magnifier, loops, and shapes. Annotations are easier to do with an Apple Pencil if you have that option for an iPad. However, you can annotate with your fingers on an iPhone or use a third-party stylus if you prefer. But there are some other things that make annotations easier on iOS. Things we haven't talked about yet that are still inside that annotation editor. First of those is the undo redo button. You can look for those undo redo arrows to help you fix mistakes or save your sanity as you get used to using those annotation tools. There's also a crop tool. You can change the size of a screenshot by dragging in from a corner or from a straight edge to crop the image. You can zoom too. If you just pinch in and out with two fingers, you can zoom in on a specific part of your screenshot while keeping the same aspect ratio. You'll also see a share arrow as well. This lets you print your screenshot, save it to cloud storage services, share it via email, AirDrop, or social media by tapping the share arrow and selecting the option that you need. When you're finished with all of that, tap Done in the top left-hand corner of your screen. From here, you can choose to delete the screenshot or save it to the Photos app. So to finish up, I have 7 top tips for screenshots on iPhone and iPad because we've covered a lot of the basic things that you can do with screenshots, but there is even more, some power user tips that are hiding and waiting to be discovered. Number 1, after you've taken your screenshot, you don't have to watch that thumbnail hang around in the bottom left-hand corner of your screen. You can swipe it away to the left to get rid of it. The screenshot is saved to your Photos app, whether you swipe it away or not, so if you want to get it off your screen sooner, just swipe it away after you take the screenshot. Number 2, an alternative option to swiping it away would be to press and hold on that thumbnail image when you see it, because it will summon a share menu to give you some quick sharing options. So if you've taken that screenshot and you just want to share it quickly with somebody else, you don't need to annotate it or mark it up, press and hold on the thumbnail, the share menu will pop up and give you all the sharing options you need. Number 3, iPad users can use keyboard shortcuts to capture screenshots. When they use a smart keyboard, the smart folio keyboard, or are connected to a Bluetooth keyboard. So Command-Shift-3 will take a screenshot, while Command-Shift-4 goes one step further to take a screenshot and automatically open it in the annotation editor. These are keyboard shortcuts that are borrowed from Mac, but they work just as well on the iPad. Number 4, iPad users can also use drag and drop to move their screenshot to a new app. Simply capture your screenshot and then drag that small thumbnail image from the bottom left-hand corner on top of an app that allows you to add images, so Notes, for instance. Hold the thumbnail over the app until it opens and then drop the image into the app when you're done. Number 5, you can capture multiple screenshots at once by pressing and releasing the buttons in quick succession. Your screenshots will stack up at the bottom of your screen and you can edit them all at once by tapping on the stack to open them and swiping between the ones you want to annotate. Number 6, you can cut, copy, delete, or duplicate any ink annotation by selecting it with the lasso and then tapping on the annotation. This is especially useful for consistency when you are working with multiple screenshots and you want to make sure your annotations look the same across all your screenshots. Last but not least, number 7, you can actually configure Assistive Touch to take screenshots for you so that you don't ever need to mess with the buttons on your device. So this is an accessibility setting. I'm going to link to an article on how to do that in the show notes down below. So take a look at that if you're interested, if your buttons stop working, or if you have trouble getting a good grip on your device in order to get those buttons working consistently. You can turn on Assistive Touch, which basically puts like a little dot on your screen, and all you have to do is tap it every time you want to take a screenshot. So let's think about adding some finishing touches. If you plan to use your screenshots as part of a tutorial, or you want a more professional look, try an app like Screenshot Maker Pro. This app will put a device frame around your screenshot so that it looks like it's embedded inside an iPhone or an iPad. Now, you've probably seen lots of these types of images before on blog posts or articles you see on the web. It's got a picture of an iPad or an iPhone, and inside it's got a screenshot of the app. Well, you can make those yourself with Screenshot Maker Pro. It's a free app to download from the App Store. You are limited to, I believe, 5 images for free in terms of exporting them to the camera roll or saving them to Dropbox and sharing by email. But if you look, you'll find a couple of in-app purchases that will give you more options for unlocking more exports. So if you're after a more professional look, I would say it's well worth it because this is an app I use quite a lot myself. And that's about it for this episode. As always, links to everything I talked about, as well as a blog post with all of this information, can be found at unpackingios.com. If you enjoyed the show, please hit the subscribe button, leave a review in Apple Podcasts, or share this podcast with your friends on social media. Thanks for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.